Continue to finish the sugya of Mishmishona with Psul Karov. We are honestly not doing justice to the sugya. It's the Mishnah and Gemara itself is very challenging just getting through that. But some of the underpinnings supporting getting that down to give you guys something to work with in the future learning of this topic. So we saw yesterday, I just quickly review, we saw the Gemara about Basis Kufnun Tes, which calls the Psul Karov Exeris Melech. The Gemara in Sanhedrin Chav Chesmebez calls it a Kruve Das. Chashash Meshaker, sounding like how does one resolve these two Gemaras? So we saw the Namukhe Griv says, really, we pass in Gzeres Melech, and he somehow rereads the Gemara here, but all really Gzeres Melech. Pilpil Charufta says the same type of thing, it's really a Gzeres Melech. How does one deal with the Kruve Das? Kruve Das is what we use to define who is a Karov. But the actual Psul, the nature of Psul, is a Gzeres Kasev, but how one defines it, Pilpil Charufta says it's based on Kruve Das. That's very similar to what Rav Chanan was saying as well. The Rav Chanan has an interesting piece in Kovetz Aros. He has the same type of discussion as he writes in Kovetz Shirim. This is in Simen Chav Vav Os Vav. Sorry, Simen Chav Beis Os Vav. And he says, perhaps an afkamina between whether it's Gzeres Melech or whether it's Chashash Meshaker is how far down the line is how many generations away from the grandfather to grandson. What about great-grandson, great-great-great-grandson? Will those be Pasul Os Midin Karov? That, in fact, is Machlokes Rishonim. The Rashbam says it's Pasul Ad Elef Dor, forever, in other words. And the Tosas Paskins that no, only grandfather and grandson are going to be Pasul to each other, but no one beyond that. So Rav Chanan thinks that's good for the Machlokes, because it's based on the Pasuk in this week's Parsha, I think, right? That, I think it's this week's Parsha. What's your? See? Is it? The last week is last week's Parsha, rather. Sorry. Last week's Parsha, he says, Va'ata hishav eliv elokim. Who did Shishi last week? Heina im tishkor li ulini ulinechti. If you know, lie to me, or my son, or my grandson. So up until the grandson is where the Rachmanis lies, in terms of one has a lot of love and ava for the grandson. Beyond that, it doesn't necessarily exist. So he says as follows: if it's all chashash meshaker, that's only going to exist up until your grandson, the third generation. Beyond that, the Rachmanis, the chashash meshaker, won't work. If it's about Gzeres Melech, a Karov, well, you're still going to be Karov to your grandson, to your great-grandson, and so on and so forth. That's what he thinks is a Nafkamina. Okay. Now, the Rambam, wait one second, what's the sheet of the Rambam in this, in terms of this Chakira? The Rambam writes, if you all saw it, Hilchos Eidos. Yeah. What does he write? Right, clear as day. Rambam writes, Zeh shepasle Torah Eidos HaKrovim, lo mipnei shein chetkas avim zeteh, whether good or whether bad, whether for him, whether against him, he's disqualified. If it's midin chashash meshaker, as the Ran asks, so it should only pasul tavaso, but not lechavaso. But we definitely paskin he's pasul bein letavaso, bein leraaso. Elamai gzer sakasav, right? The Rambam, like the Gemara Baba Basra. Need a question?
According to that last, according to that, like the nafkamina, so is that not, that's assuming it's actually two different things? That's
yes.
Saying it's, okay.
Right, just highlighting that are two different concepts. How do you resolve it? He wasn't resolving it necessarily, just highlighting it. Now the Sefer Chinuch in Mitzvah Taf Kuf Pei Tes brings some reasoning as to why Karv is possible. Taf Kuf Pei Tes. He explained based on the Chashash Meshaker. That's the Sfar he gives. Chashash Meshaker. And Minchas Chinuch and Os Aleph says, well, how do you deal with the Gemara in Baba Basra? And he points out, well, the Gemara in Sanhedrin seems to say it is about Chashash Meshaker, that very same question. This is the steer in the Sugi of Karov, Baba Basra versus Sanhedrin. Okay, fine. So he leaves with a Tzarech in Gadol. That's where he leaves off. But the Sefer Chinuch does give the Svar. Now, Hagosa Shri, in Simen Chaf, in Paragimel,
Simen Chaf?
Yeah, he deals with the question of, what about you get engaged, not erusin, but engaged not halachically, but how Jake is right now in the point of engagement. There's no halachic status to that, so is one allowed to testify for his kala, as they call it? So he says, of course you're allowed, because it's no only an arus is arus is going to be considered a karo, but not someone you're engaged to. But he says, well, you know what? Still, there's still going to be a problem of you can't testify for her when it comes to bringing money in. Only to l'chavasa is going to be a problem. So in other words, the Hagos Hashri seems to say there are two dinim, really. In terms of Xeris and Melech, so there's no karo when you're simply engaged in our language, engaged too. But there's still going to be a problem of chashash mishaker, kind of like a karo of almost. The karo of midin chashash mishaker, a second din. And if it's about nogeh bedavar, it's really psul nogeh, I should really say. So then it's only going to nogeh when it's latavasa, but when it's ra'asa, then it's not going to be a problem.
Yeah, again, because kira daita?
Yeah. He doesn't say that, but that would be the issue.
Is he saying except for dina mamonos stuff?
He does. He's not mechalek between dina mamonos or not.
Except when you're taking money in.
He says lafuke, pashas lafuke would mean money versus leyule, taking out money versus bringing in money. But we haven't really seen anybody discussing dini mamonos versus dini nefashas at all.
According to the Rambam, for the case of engaged.
Sorry?
According to the Rambam, for the case that he gave, it would seem that it would be mutter to, because it's not a karov, right? It's
yeah.
Like
exactly.
Because it's considered an ohev.
I agree, exactly. Where he gets this from is a little strange because we didn't do ohev yet, but, you know, either karv or you're ohev. If you're karv, you're possible. Ohev, you're pasuk, and you're kasher. Right. Where does this kind of fall in? Which category? But this might be an important point for the next sukkah, that Hagos Hashri thinks maybe there's certain ohevim which will be problematic. That's a very good point. Unless it's a considered nogei b'davar already. There's a certain level of, even a shiduchin has a certain halachic status, although not quite a karov, but still a certain halachic status maybe, but that's a big chiddush. Okay, so now going to the quickly run through just a few of the shitas in terms of defining what is, now we have that good background, what is the shita of Mishnah Rishona that says that kol haroi liyarsha, anybody who's roi to inherit, so who exactly is going to be considered under that category? So Rama, we write to the Rashi. Rashi says anybody krove ha'av, a number of ways to read that. Pashas is about nogei b'davar. The Ran, the Yad Ramah understood that way, but maybe you can understand how Gary wanted to say, like the third opinion in the Yad Ramah, it's really Gzeres HaKasuv, that we learn from the Pasuk in Al HaAvos, Lo Yumso Avos Abanim, that the Pasuk itself about Edis talks about the relationship of father to son, so only Krove HaAv fall into that Gzeres HaKasuv, and that might be the Ramam Rashi Shita also, but it's really Gzeres HaKasuv. So then we had the Baal Mor and the Ramban. The Baal Mor and Ramban are always very challenging to read inside. The Ran, thank God, does a very good job summarizing it for us. And the sheet of the Baal Mor is, let's see. So the sheet of the Baal Mor is as follows. Well, Rashi said only somebody who's roi to Yoresh, but someone who's Morish but not Yorish will not be included in the category. In other words, an uncle through your mother's side. So if I'm the nephew, I could theoretically inherit my uncle because if he dies, he passes it on to his sister who's my mother. My mother could ultimately pass it to me. So I'm Yorish. So I cannot testify against him. But he can never get money from me. He can never get my Yerusha if I die first. And my mother will never get it. It won't go up. So he can never get the Yerusha. He's not a Yorish, so he's possible. The Baal Mor argues in Rashi. He says no. Anybody, even a Morish, is going to be disqualified. Even a Morish will be disqualified. And what's the reason behind that? Why is that true? Because the Baal Mor understands the psul not to be about chashash mishaker. It's all about chashash mishaker because it's about nogei b'davar. I'm getting money. So only if I'm getting money, only if I'm a Yorish will I be, is there a concern of nogei b'davar. But if I'm not nogei, if I'm only being Morish, giving money to somebody but never receiving, there's no chashash mishaker. The Baal Mor says it's all about Gezeres HaKasuv. Who's a Karov? How does one define a Karov? If there's a certain connection, whether you're Yorish or Morish, in either direction, that shows there's a certain connection. Gezeres HaKasuv. He's a Karov.
The Baal Mor had a Mara, by the way?
Yeah. Yeah.
You said
an informational point in regards to, let's say, my dad's brother. He can be Yorish for me.
Yes, yes. Yeah, if you die, then your father's Yorish you, with no other sons. And then if your father dies, then his brother, yeah. Yeah. And I know you don't have the background of the Yesh Nochlim Sugyas. Okay, a little bit? Okay. Okay. Now what the Baal Mor and the Ramban argue is, what about, let's say, you have a relative through a wife, through your wife?
Muhammad's
Bama. Muhammad's Bama agree that a Morish is considered a Karov. They both agree it's a Gzair Sakasov. But they argue about, I don't want to say the specific details, could get very confusing, but let's say a relative through a wife. Let's say wife's father. Yeah. So wife's father. So wife's father, father-in-law, the Baal Mor says, you're Pasul. Because theoretically, you could be Yorish, your father-in-law. Because your father-in-law dies, so then your wife gets it. But once your wife gets it, maybe you get it also. Baal Mor says, you're Pasul, even through your wife. The Ramban says, that's not true. Dafka Roy Lirosh Machmas Atmo Vlo Machmas Ishto. It's only included if you're the ability to be Yorish through yourself, through your own capabilities, but not through your wife's capabilities. So that's what they're arguing about. They think it's Gzeir Tzakasa, but they're arguing about the wife. Whether Yorish through your Ishto is going to be considered a Pasul Eidus or not. So what's that Machlok is about? I'm not sure about Mishmash, but I'd say it's...
I thought
it's similar, but...
The Ramban thinks Mishmash is a din b'fnei atzmo. That's why it's not part of Yerusha. So even though Yorish is not a word, so even though you can get stuff through Mishmash, that's not called Yorish, because that's not... Yerusha is only you b'fnei atzmo's connection to that.
It's the same idea. This is not Mishmash going through your wife. It's Yerusha Se'ishto.
Oh, okay.
But the same idea. Basically, the way I would say it is... They're arguing about the relationship between husband and wife. How much is Ishto Kagufo? So the Baal Mor thinks Ishto Kagufo, Mam is one and the same person. So when I'm inheriting my father-in-law, it's not like through my wife, I am directly inheriting from my father-in-law, from my father, if you will. And the Ramban thinks, no, though, the Yushas Ishto, the concept of Ishto Kagufo is not so strong. At least in terms of the dinim of Yerusha and Edith. It's considered a second step. First the wife gets it, and then after the wife gets it, then the husband gets it. That's not direct. And that's what they're arguing about. Perhaps, how direct is that through your wife? That's one angle, yeah?
I thought I read something different in the Mabar.
Okay.
That he says, that he lists all the things that Raviyoti says would be arguing with the Kibetz, and all these things are kosher. And then he says, but I feel Rav Yossi, the Messiah of Moses, I'll be Shechamav.
Okay, alright, fine. So that's one angle of how they're arguing about the nature of the relationship of wife, husband to wife. What's the other angle you could explain? At least at the angle, not necessarily how to explain it. If you want to explain it, great, also. What's the other angle methodologically you should look at? Psuleidus angle. What's the nature of psul karov? We just explained what the relationship between husband and wife is. That's one angle in terms of Yerusha. The other angle is, how does one view psuleidus?
Now what?
So. When the Ron explains the Ramban sheet, the Ramban says going through your wife, getting Yerusha through your wife is not considered real direct Yerusha, and therefore you're not going to be Pasul. So the Ron explained the Ta'am, the reason of Mishnah Mishona, because it's Ein Kurva Elamin Ha'av. Linin Nachalos, Linin Yibum, Wadin Linin Edus. The reason is Mishpachas Av, Vlo Mishpachas Ein, basically. Going through your mother, going through your wife, that's not included in the Mishpachas Av. That's not considered Mishpacha. Anything that's not Mishpachas Av is not considered Mishpacha. However, So in other words, the Ramban thinks the reason is the second reasoning of the Yad Ramah. Mishpachas Av, lo Mishpachas Eim. The Ba'amor perhaps argues and says, no, the third opinion of the Yad Ramah. The third opinion of the Yad Ramah is, Kol HaRoy LiYorsho. Right, it does say Kruvei Av Dafka. It does say Kruvei Av. But anybody you're Roy LiYorsho, that there's ability to be Yorish from. We're not defining what's a Mishpacha, what's not a Mishpacha. The Yad Ramah says, Kol HaRoy LiYorsho. So I could be Yorish through my wife, that father still. That's not considered Mishpachas. We don't care about Mishpachas Av, Mishpachas Aim. We care all about the potential to be Yorish. And perhaps they're arguing about the nature of Psul Eidus. What's this qualified, what's not. Okay, we'll stop there. And for this topic, at least, we're going to move on to the Sonei Boev. There's a lot more to be discussed in Karov.
Like what are the topics? I'm saying
there are many details in terms of relationships that are going on in the sugya. That's a bit, the basic lumnus is there, but now you have to take that lumnus and plug it through reading these sugyas. We skip like a whole blot of Gemara here. It's details, but that's the basic underpinnings that one should know. Okay, so now let's move on to the sugya of Oy Vesone. I'll do it together. But that Gary did request that I email him a separate page of Sul Ohi Vesone, and I did. Okay, so the Mishnah Chav Zayin Mabez discusses as Machlokes Tanoim whether or not Ohi Vesone is possible Leidus. So the first opinion is Ohi Vesone Ohi Ze. Sorry. Shoshvino is someone who's part of the chuppah. Sone, kol shlo davar imo, dibe imo, shlo shiyom and beiva. A sone is somebody who did not speak to his friend, or not, he's not a friend, but speak to somebody else for 3 days because of a certain animosity they had towards each other. That's a sone. Amarle, the rabbanim respond, lo nechshdu yisrael al kach. Members of Klai Yisrael are not choshed on such a thing. First of all, it's very interesting that the Mishnah is trying to define what Ohev and Nesone is. There's certain gedarm one has to work with. Why do they have to be defined? The Gilyon HaShas of Yosef Engel. He says, the psul Ohev Vesone, we didn't get to yet, at least in Shir, the Gemara Chavtes learns it out from the Ohev Vesone as defined in the Pasuk, in regards to Rotzeach and someone who gets Chayv Galus. Never there do we find the definition. Well, what does that Pasuk mean? What's considered a Sone in that Pasuk? Why all of a sudden are we giving a certain Shir here? What about Ohev in terms of the an Eved Ivri, who wants to stay with his master? He loves his master. The pasuk says, "Oev es rabo." So he says, "There near to gets ritzia, and he stays there for till yovel." But what's an oev there? How does one define what oev is there? Why all of a sudden here, in terms of oev sonia, in the context of edus, does the mishnah define what oev and sonia is? It's a very lengthy piece, and goes back and forth. So, you know, that's the question he raises. So, how much is this different than other areas? That's the question you have to raise, or it's similar. I mean, really, Ohev and Sone, there's no real definition to it. But in the end of the day, the Chum had to come up with something for us to work with. It's really subjective, but the Chum can't decide, so they had to give something to work with, but really it's a subjective thing. Or no, really, Ohev and Sone, at least in this case, and maybe in other areas as well, it's something more formalized. And there's a Gavra called an Ohev, there's a Gavra called a Sone. And therefore, it basically would be very similar to the previous discussion of how much is this a psul gzeres kasev, if you will. A karov is a gzeres kasev, who a karov is defined. He's an oev, he's a sone, he's a gavra. Or no, it's whenever there's chash meshakim, it's when there's no gebedavra, there's ava, there's sinna. Whenever that is, so that's possible. We can't define what one is, so the chum had to give a certain gedarm to work with. That's just to start off with, yeah.
I don't think I want to ask the same question, but it might be. When Chum say Shoshrin and you know, whatever Gimel Yime whatever Eva whatever, are those dafka those three things, or do we say that you can like gauge the amount of Ava and Sinna that, you know, from those people, and therefore, like, people, you know, like, let's say, like, a mother, or for example, took her kid, besides for the Karov issue, but, like, clearly a mother has more Ava to her kid than, let's say, a Shoshvinan does to, whatever, a Chazen. So, therefore, would you say that mother would be puzzle, also under the category of Ava as well? Like, is it Dafka, those specific people, or is it like the
right, that's the question.
The
if you think it's a subjective thing, a chash mashakir, so if you could somehow gauge this Ava there, even though they don't fit into the category, so I have a more, there would be more expansive. But if it's defined what a gavra is, Ava, oh, if a gavra sone, it would be limited to these cases.
No, so I'm combining those two things. That in Achanam, you have to have a certain level of Ava, that which is a shoshvinam, but, you know, I guess who that entails is.
But once you say it's a certain level, then it's no longer a gavra.
Okay.
Oh, we have a sone, I don't think. And now the big question is, the biggest question, we paskin that Ohev and a sone is kosher. Now, how wide is the machlokas between the Rabbanan and Tanakama? Is there ever going to be a case where the Rabbanan are going to be mode, or are they going to learn certain halachas from the Tanakama, or are they completely different? First, let's ask the question of why is a Ohev and a sone kosher in terms of Edus? It wouldn't make sense that he'd be kosher. So why is he kosher? Jeremy? Why is a Ohev and a sone, why are they kosher for Edus? You were telling me about this Rambam.
Because the Rambam says something there is a kosher.
Right. Whoa. The Psul Karo, very good. Hilchas Edus, Perigud Gimel. He says, "Zeh shepashla Torah edus hakrovim lo mipnei shein cheskas avim zedzeh." Not because they love each other. Shere eino meilo lo lutavasav lo lerasav. We read this. Elo gzeres hakasav. Lefikach ha'oi v'asoni kasher leedus afa pishu pashla dayan. It's a different discussion. Shelo gozer Torah elo hakrovim. The Torah is only gozer and krovim. It's not because of the ava they have with each other. Karov pashla gzeres hakasav. The Yadrama. Gives a different reason. Anybody see the reasoning of the Adarma? What does the Adarma say why he's kosher le'edus?
Because there's no real
no shikol das necessary. There's no evaluation, assessment necessary to give testimony. You're just saying over facts. You're saying over facts, he says. D'chemi de milsa d'yadinenhu, it's clear, ubrir lahu, it's very clear. Lo chashida b'lishnui, we're not concerned he's going to change mishim ava v'sina. Sounds like the Arama thinks the Psul Karov is going to be possible because of Chashash Meshaker. One may lie. That is not true when it comes to Edus. When just like we say Midin Ava, there's no Chashash Meshaker. Why Karov is there going to be Chashash Meshaker?
There might not be, but it just that it might show the Gezer Kosov in that specific case.
If he said that, he should have gave that reason then.
Right, what's the
Arama says as follows. The reason why Ohev and Asone is kosher le'edus is because he's just testifying and saying facts. We're not concerned he's going to alter the truth because he loves the guy or hates the guy. People are not that evil or that nice. Not going to violate that. So why didn't he say simply Gzeres HaKosav like the Rambam? So I'm suggesting, before Jake says what he says, but I'm suggesting that the Yadrama argues in the Rambam, it's not, Karov is not possible because of Gzeres HaKosav, it's possible because of Chashash Meshaker, like he first said in the beginning, one of his reasonings. It's Midin Chashash Meshaker. And there's no Chashash Meshaker because of Ava. When it comes to Karov, a real close relative, so then they're much closer, then there's a reason for Chashash Meshaker. Simply Ava, Sinna, a friend or an enemy, that won't create a certain Chashash Meshaker. The strength, their bond, or lack of bond is not strong enough to create a Chashash Meshaker. Masha Inkin and Karov has a real strong Chashash Meshaker. You have another suggestion?
Not right now.
Okay.
Would we say that the Rambam thinks that all other, like I say, Suedus is also Midin Gzeres HaKosav, or it's only specifically, I understand why, like, why does he put in the same thing as Karov? Because of the Kure, Daite?
Yeah.
And what about, like, just
time to get a, so that's a good question. So right now, I don't remember.
I was going to say he holds
Right now, offhand, I don't remember what he says by no gay b'davar.
Right. But
right. Nogea is not about Ava, though. Nogea is just about making money more and getting a benefit, where I gain something from that. Ava, I'm not gaining it. I just like the guy a lot. He's not, I'm not gaining anything from him winning the case or losing the case.
Right. I guess it could go back to, like, I guess those two dinim, whatever, that even though Ram holds a Xerxes Kosov, he clearly thinks that an aspect of the Karov is that there's a Karuv Daita. That's why he's going to compare it to Obisomev also. There's a level of...
Maybe.
Some of them are related. Otherwise, if it's just all Xerxes Kosov Stam, no other factors. So, like, why compare it to Karov? Why compare it to Nogei Be'edis? Like, it's
no, because Nogei Be'edis, there's no Nogei Be'edis by an Ohev. I'm not gaining anything.
I'm not Karov either. I'm saying, no, but there's an aspect of... That's what I'm saying, but there's an aspect of the Karuv Daita. No? I'm trying to say that it could be the Ram...
He's saying that...
What we were saying yesterday, that even though he holds the Iker, you're possible because of Gears the Kosov, there's still an aspect of Kirov Das.
He says straight out, there's no din of Ava when it comes to Karov. It's purely Gears the Kosov. It's not about Ava, he says. It's not about Ava. It's all about Gears the Kosov, and therefore... An Oev and a Sony's Karshaladis.
No, I don't understand why he's comparing it to Karov over comparing it to...
No, because Nogei Bedavar, he's not Nogei Bedavar. Nogei is when I'm gaining something. When I testify, I'm going to gain something out of this. Oev is not gaining anything by you winning. I like you less. I want you to win. But if you win, I'm not gaining anything from that. A Karov could gain something. Because a Karov were related, I could theoretically gain money. I could get the Yerusha. So that's, you at least entertain the possibility of a Nogea Karov. I don't see how an Oev could ever be a Nogea.
Maybe you could say the Ram and Yarmah really, they both agree that Krovim are possibly because of
Xerxes
Kosov. However, they're just arguing whether Oev and Sony falls into the category of a Karov or not. That the Ram would say yes, and therefore they both of them would be Kosher because it's not a part of the Xerxes Kosov. And the Yarno would say that no, that they're their own separate category, and because there's no, Shikol HaDas in this case, they would also both be kosher. But the Yarno could still hold that Krovim are puzzled because of Xerxes Kosov.
I don't see how you say that with the Yarno. Let's talk about it afterwards. Should I finish? I'm not sure
what I'm saying.
No.
Okay.
Sorry.
That's why I want to talk about you guys.
Okay. Fine. So. Okay, so now the Gemara in Chof Tesam and Aleph has two opinions explaining what is considered Ava. The Gemara says, V'chama, how much, how many days is one considered a Shoshvino, one of the friends, the close friends of the Chasson? Amar Rabbi Abba, Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah, Amar Rav, Kol Shivasim Yamishra, the entire 7 days of Sher Brachos. So Rabbanan Mishmei, the Rav Amri, Afim Yom Rishon Ve'elach, even from day one and on. What does that mean exactly? What's Machlokas 7 to 1? So Rashi says, on first in the Mishnah, he says, Pasalo bimechu paso. The entire duration of the chuppah, he's pasal. After the chuppah, after the 7 days, he's going to be kosher. Just during that time period where the Abba is really strong, he's really happy for his friend, only then he's pasal. After that, of course, they're friends, but the Abba is not so strong. It is, but the Sher Brachos is a continuation of that. He said, "Bimei chupasa, the days of chupa." And then he says, "What does miyom rishon ve'elach mean?" Butla shoshvinus kasha lahayid. After day one, only day the chupa. After that day, one is permitted to testify. The psul only lasts from day one to day seven. Okay, there are machlokas about the shear of how long the friendship lasts for, how much the ava lasts for. The part Yosef is a very interesting shot here. Prat Yosef in the back. Right. Nira d'hachi perusha. It's a problem with the Nusach and the Gemara. Rabbanan de Rabbi Yehuda mai svir alev. When the Gemara asks the second opinion, the Gemara is asking the Rabbanan in the Mishnah. The Rabbanan in the Mishnah who say that Klai Yisrael is not nechshad on Ava, on testifying falsely. According to their Rabbanan, mice really, what's their opinion? Do they ever think that Ohev is going to be puzzle? And the Gemara answers, Mishmei Derava, Amri B'Yom Rishon Ve'elach. From day one on, they're going to be kosher. Aval B'Yom Rishon, day itself, Afila Rabbanan puzzle. Even the Rabbanan and the Mishnah agree that they're going to be puzzle. So the part Yosef understands, the Machlokas, Rabbanan are giving in a little bit. reading the Gemara Stam, the Mishnah Stam, the Rabbanan say, Ava is not a psul at all. Comes on Parat Yosef, says, no, that's goof of the Machlokas in the Gemara. Gemara says, that's what they're arguing about. The Gemara says that first opinion in the Mishnah thinks they're possible for 7 days, and the second opinion thinks, is the Rabbanan that think they're possible day one. The Rabbanan are giving in a little bit. The Adama also has an opinion, not quite like the Parat Yosef, but similar, explaining this Machlokas of day one versus day seven. So first he explains the Machlokas in terms of shear, but different than the way Rashi said it. Rashi defined how long is a psul exist for, and the Arama says, when does someone become a friend? So he says as follows. Someone becomes a friend if he's there for all 7 days. This is how he defines the question. Kama yismach imo v'yikra shoshvino. How long do you have to be friend to be happy with a guy? What makes you an ohev? First opinion says, if you're there for all 7 days of the Yom Me'ah Mishnah, all Shevet Brachos, you're a close friend. You're a ohev. Less than that, you're not an ohev. Second opinion says, no. Even if you're there for the chuppah, you're considered a ohev. And once you're an ohev, you're an ohev forever. And then you're apostle forever.
Could that be because you bring a matana? And that's... I saw someone, it says in the Bible, it says that if you bring a matana, it says in the Lashon HaRachamim, in my Gemara, I don't know. It says by bringing a matana, that's considered an ohev. So even if it's one day,
you
give a gift for the wedding.
Like, oh, I didn't see that anywhere. Show me after that. I haven't seen anything about matana. So Rashi and Yad Amar are both arguing about what the day one. They said all within the first opinion. So this machlokas, I think, goes back to what we said originally. Are we defining a gavra shel ohev? Or are we defining what is ahava? Is it about gavra ohev and it's psul in the gavra, which I think Shita's Yad Amar? What makes someone a ohev? Is it 7 days? You may Mishnah, is that a ohev, or one day makes you a ohev, and therefore possible forever as a gavra shel ohev? Rashi thinks, no, it's about chashash meshaker. The chashash meshaker only exists when there's a lot of ava between the two of you. When is the ava the most? On all 7 days of the Mishnah, or day one of the Mishnah only?
And
that's when the ava is...
Rashi,
no, you're only possible during those times when the ava is at the most.
Okay.
It's all about the ava, and the chashash meshaker, not about a gavra who's an ohev or who's not an ohev. But then it comes along, the Yad Amar brings a second opinion. Basically, I guess it's basically what Prat Yosef says, that the first opinion is 7 days, that's the Tanakama. 7 days, that makes him a Ohev, and that's why he's possible. No, I'm sorry, you're possible for 7 days, like Rashi says. Comes along the Rabbanan and says, no, you're only possible for day one. But afterwards, you're not possible. This is like the Parat Yosef, where their Rabbanan are giving in a little bit to the Tanakama. And the Adama rejects it. But we see they're giving in to each other. Rabbanan are giving in that even they're apostle to a certain extent. Okay, fine. So, now we see the Rabbanan are giving in to the Chachamim, the Tanakama, in terms of the what's an ohev, does that happen? We find that also in the case of sinna as well. Is there going to be ever an overlap? Are the Rabbanan ever going to agree to the Tanakama that certain halachas of sinna are going to be carried over? What does that mean? So let's go back to the Gemara in Chav Tes and read what the Gemara discusses about a sone. The Gemara says, what is a sone? Tanar Rabbanan, v'hu lo ohev lo yidenu. If there's no enemy, and an enemy can't testify. And an oyev, a sone, cannot judge either. Ashkan sone, we see the pasuk refers to a sone. It's possible for Adis and Dionys. Ohev minolan, how do you know an ohev? Karbe hachi, no, read the pasuk this way. Behu lo oyev lo, velo ohev lo. Change oyev to ohev. Therefore, ohev is included. Yadenu, he shouldn't testify. Lomavakish raso, velo tovaso, yidinenu. So they kind of switch around the pasuk, play with the pasuk a little bit. The Gemara says, what do you mean? Mid the ohev ksiv? Does it say ohev in the pasuk? That you could say the pasuk is referring to an ohev also? El svarahu. It's simply svarahu. Ohev mid my time. What's the reason why an ohev is disqualified? Mishum de mecharka daiteu. Because he's so far away. You can't think of a positive zechus way to look at the guy. So too, on the flip side, ohev nami mekarva daiteu. So too, an ohev is going to feel closer and want to help him out. So it's a svarahu. But the svara built into the explanation behind the pasuk. There's a pasuk, and they're trying to think of the svara behind the pasuk. And then the Gemara says, now Rabbanan, what are the Rabbanan going to do with the pasuk? The Rabbanan who say an oyev and a sone are kosher. What are they going to do with the pasuk that clearly says an oyev should be disqualified? The Gemara says, Rabbanan say, Hai lo oyev lo, v'lo mevakish, v'also my darjibe chaladayan. The pasuk teaches that a sone cannot be a dayan. Idach, what's the other drasha? To teach us that, Mikan the shnei tamidei chacham sonen zed zeh she'ein yoshim b'din ke'echad. Two tamidei chacham who hate each other cannot sit in the same din Torah. So we see that the Rabbanan admit, in terms of sone, perhaps ohev also, in terms of dayanus, but not in terms of edus. So when looking at a sone, who is a sone, who is an ohev, that's possible for dayanus, how does one define what an ohev and a sone is? Right, again, the Rabbanan agree, based on this Gemara, that an ohev and a sone cannot be a dayan. They can be an aid, they can't be a dayan. So what's an ohev, what's a sone? So you look at the Rambam. Rambam Hilchos Eidus Perek Tes Zayin. Lachavav. He says, Kol HaKash Ladun Kash LaHayid. Anybody who could judge could testify. However, Yesh Kash LaHayid V'Ein Kash LaDun. There are some people who could testify but can't be a judge. The standards for a judge is much higher. What's the example? Ha'oe V'Asone. He brings a few others. That's all he says. Oev and a sone, though. Who is an oev? Who is a sone? Kesem Mishnah says, quotes their Gemara here. He says, why doesn't the Rambam tell us who's an oev, who's a sone? Why doesn't he tell us an oev is a shoshvino and a sone is a person who hasn't spoken to him in 3 days? I don't know why. Lecha Mishnah quotes the Kesem Mishnah. He says, there's a Gemara in Ksubas Kufhemen Beis that tells us, Lo lidun inish lo lemandu rachim le, lo lemandu soni le. A person cannot judge someone who he loves and somebody who he hates. But there's no definition of what is an oev and sone. Because, how much do the Rabbanan agree to the Tanakhama or not? The Tanakhama gave us their definition of who is a sone and who is an oev. Whoever said the Rabbanan are agreeing to them in terms of the definition. The Kesem Mishnah thought it was pashut that the Rabbanan would agree to Tanakhama, a definition of a ohev and a sone, because the machlokas is very much bridged together. But Lecha Mishnah, the Rambam, seemingly would think that no, it's much wider than you would think. The Rabbanan don't define who an ohev and a sone is. It's just stam. Whoever you like and don't like, you shouldn't judge against. It's more subjective. It's about chashash mashaker. It's not about a defined title of who's an ohev, who's a sone. Because why can't an ohev and a sone judge? Because not mehapich b'schuso, Rashi tells us, and the Rishonim tells us. You can't think of a positive side or even a negative side when judging someone. You have to have an unbiased approach.
Didn't we say that the Rambam held that the Kromar possibly doesn't suggest a positive? This is implying that it's mitam chashash, no?
We're talking about Dayanus now.
So you can machal between the sure. Psul of Dayanus and Versadim?
Sure.
Why? Like, but why? Why would you be?
Because as the let's say it's midin chashash. Let's say the Psul of Karl is midin chashash mashaker. So the Riyadimah tells us when testifying, I'm going to just say the facts. There's no assessment that's necessary. But when it comes to judging, I have to assess the case. I got to see if he's lying, is he not? Is everything okay? There's a lot more assessment that takes place. Mm-hmm. And therefore, that changes. The Rashi is the same thing on the mission of Zayin Mabez. He says, about the din, when it comes to din, modi le rabbanan, the rabbanan agree that apostle. To chaim the sunny lay, since he hates the guy, below mati la hafuche vizachuse, he can't flip over a positive, a innocent perspective. Okay, so we'll just stop here. The other issue that comes out here in terms of the sone and the ohev, that when the Rambam and the Rabbanan agree that a sone cannot judge, and so too when he agrees that two sonim cannot sit on the same din Torah together, is that lechadchila, but b'diavad it's kasher, or even b'diavad it's pasul? The Rishonim discuss that the root of the machlokas might be how much do they learn out from the Tanakhama. Tanakhama, which is an oev and a sone is pasul, that's pasul even b'diavad. does that carry over also to the Rabbanan, who, when the Rabbanan agree a Sone is disqualified for judgment, that disqualified only Chachila, or even B'dieved, like the Tanakhama thinks? Okay, so we'll stop here, and then I guess...